Helping Hand, Fridays here on HBR One Station statewide. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for joining us. This week we have the second in a series of three guests relating to the homeless crisis that the Aloha State is currently experiencing. We've got Mental Health Kokua, the largest mental health nonprofit in Hawaii, providing services for more than 40 years, including offering support to those who are both homeless and mentally ill. They've got a number of houses across the state on all major islands. The last time they were here, it was at least 30. They were among the organizations who benefited from the December 2016 Helping Hand for the Homeless Benefit Concert with Jake Shimabukuro in our Atherton studio, which supported the Coalition of Homeless Service Providers Partners in Care. We welcome back Mental Health Kokua CEO Greg Payton. Aloha. Welcome back.
Hey, aloha, Jay. So good to be here.
It is great to have you here. Do I have the number right? 30 houses across the state?
Actually, since the last time we talked, as of today, we have 42 locations statewide.
Wow.
Kauai, Oahu, Hilo, Kona, and Maui. As you said, we've been here since 1973, earning the community's trust by providing services for people who have behavioral health challenges. And primarily, our anchor programs have been housing programs for adults with serious and persistent mental illnesses. These are lifelong mental illnesses. We provide services for people to get back on their feet again and then move them on into independent living.
When it started in 73, was there a homeless aspect to the mission of service?
It actually started because of that. There were a lot of people who got discharged from psychiatric facilities. It was called the deinstitutionalization movement back in those days. It was a good idea without much infrastructure for it. So one of the organizations that helped provide housing was Mental Health Kokua. We started with one house on Sierra Drive back in those days, and that house is still there to this day, and it's one of our licensed facilities. Over time, we've graduated the program into different levels of care. So we have 24-hour supervised houses, semi-supervised independent living houses, which we call supported housing. We also provide other services as well, such as psychiatry, nursing, case management is one of our programs on all islands, and we also provide what's called an intensive outpatient program, where we serve folks that have what's called a dual diagnosis. They have a mental illness, plus they have some kind of a chemical dependency.
In addition to people who are so generous and appreciating your roles, how else do you guys get your funding?
It's a mixture of funds, as most nonprofit organizations have, and so we are very indebted to Department of Health, the Adult Mental Health Division. We also have services through HUD, as well as our Safe Haven program in downtown Honolulu, which is funded by the HUD Hearth Act. We're also funded by United Way, each island.
Latest point in time count.
The point in time count overall statewide has decreased a little bit, so we've been making some successes. On Oahu, it has stabilized instead of increasing, and the numbers have increased for many, many years. Since about 2008, they'd gone up, and they've actually stabilized and gone down a little bit. And one of the keys to that success has been having a housing-focused approach. A program everybody's heard about, Housing First, which is putting people into housing without having a lot of criteria or hoops to jump through. And the other is something we call rapid rehousing for those folks who just need a little bit of assistance to get off the street. So rent subsidies are Housing First. Rapid rehousing is maybe first and last month's rent, getting utilities started, money for like the first 6 to 9 months just to kind of get people back on their feet again. A little known fact, somewhere around 19 to 20% of the homeless population are actually working, but they do not make enough money to support a place to live. So that's where rapid rehousing really comes into play. People live in their car and go to work. This is a way for people to actually get back on their feet, get into a place.
Are some of those successes with the Housing First a result of the legislative agenda?
It's been totally an impact of both the state legislative agenda that's happened, as well as local counties who've also pitched in and provided services that they had not provided before. I think the one thing that's been very, very helpful, and we can really point to Partners in Care, and Jake's concert really brought some awareness to this as well, is that we now have kind of a business plan for homelessness, and that is having a coordinated entry system. We do outreach, very intensive outreach, trying to get them into services, and then having actually a housing program, a placement model where we can help support people like Housing First, rapid rehousing. And what's critical then following that is to have the follow-up services. Because without the follow-up services, people may not know where to turn. We all said this last year in particular, both Partners in Care, which is Oahu's continuum of care, as well as Bridging the Gap, which is the neighbor island continuum of care. What we've all said is how intelligent and smart our elected officials have become over the last couple of years. They've really done their homework. And the legislative agenda for this last year, there was money money set aside for homeless outreach, to continue housing subsidies for Housing First, and then to develop affordable housing units. So they know this stuff, both on the county level as well as the state level. A quick point, there's a separate amount of money this year for homeless outreach for youth. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a population that Mental Health Kakua necessarily works with, but it's important for overall for us to know. Homeless youth and runaway youth is a big, big problem. It's probably one of the biggest secrets of the homeless issue in Hawaii and other states as well. The other thing that came out of the legislative session from this last year is some dedicated funds for outreach, and part of that money being focused on a program called LEAD, which I would like to tell you a little bit about. LEAD is the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program, which actually got its start in Seattle, Washington. It's kind of like a jail diversion program. Instead of somebody, a homeless person being arrested, they're given the opportunity to have an intake. The results have been very, very positive for the programs in Seattle. 58% of the people were less likely to be arrested after being in the LEAD program. 82% were homeless. 55% received drug treatment. We're hoping to provide a couple of pilot projects here in Honolulu. It's us working with our partners in care. The Chow Project is actually taking the lead on LEAD. We are partnering with them. We're going to try this out in Chinatown. What we're hoping to do is to see if we can have similar results to what Seattle had. If they meet our criteria, which means that they are homeless people with mental illness, that's about 30% of the total population of homeless people, then we would do the intake ourselves. If it looks like they might be eligible for other services, we would engage another partner.
They have a mental problem. They're on the street. They are disabled in some way, and they're on the street because of their disability to some degree. And so, yeah, to not have them have to be on the other end of law enforcement like they committed a crime is, to me, a huge step up.
It's very attractive to landlords. Once again, just to make that pitch, we guarantee the rent, we guarantee 24-hour support for those folks, and we guarantee any fixing of any repairs to the unit. You don't get that with regular tenants, so it's a good insurance policy for us.
It's a call to all people who have property that want to reach out to Mental Health Kakua and talk more in depth with Greg or whomever about taking a role like that in the community. I do want to give some exposure to a program on the Valley Isle, Clean and Safe.
I give total credit to the county of Maui for putting this together, this idea. Retired police officer there got the contract to do this program called Clean and Safe. It's been done in many other cities across the country. The clean part is actually hiring homeless people, putting them back to work to clean up the streets and the areas. The safe part is actually having what we call ambassadors, or people that are there on the streets, staff people that are working, and they, as soon as they identify somebody, they will make a referral to us, and then our outreach people will engage that person to services. So instead of somebody getting in trouble, local merchants reporting people to the police, they report them to our Clean and Safe staff. And we've placed a couple of dozen people into various kinds of part-time work. We're getting them housing now. And so now the local merchants in the Wailuku area, the same people that they used to complain about being on the streets in front of their businesses, are now cleaning the streets in front of their businesses.
It's nice to hear some good news. You've toted along a little today. So obviously, you've put a few seeds out there. We're on the broader scope. So there are probably hygiene supplies that people could donate to you, clothes for people who are just coming off the street, cash for Mental Health Kokua's efforts. What's the list of things that we can put into people's heads in addition to volunteering you want to share today?
Again, if you are a landlord in the area or a property owner, you can give us a call at 737-2523. If you have an apartment or a unit of some kind, we're looking at usually like studios or one bedrooms. I call them the three R's. We guarantee rent, repairs, and response. We will pay the rent on time. If there's any repairs or damages, we'll fix those. And we have 24/7 response to any of your needs. So that's one thing. But there's nothing too small. When we think about somebody going out on the street, you can think about someone just getting started in life for the first time. What do you need? You need everything. Kitchenware, dishes, pots and pans, silverware, anything like that that you might have, clothing, furniture, anything at all that might be of assistance. I want to give a shout out to a couple of people who have been very, very helpful with us. The Metro Rotary came and helped paint our building, as well as Mercer and Marsh Insurance. Some of their staff came out and they also painted. If you have a civic group or a club and you would like to take us on as a project, we always have things just like that.
It's mentalhealthkokua.org, 808-737-2523. At our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, we've got all their contact information, the radio feature, the full interview, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests. Real thrilled to have Mental Health Kakua back on Helping Hand. It's CEO Greg Payton. Thanks for being an inspirational figure, Greg.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to be here, Dave. And thanks so much to Hawaii Public Radio.